Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Steve Bugetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Happy 2011, Terry.
Woo-hoo!
It's
made
a brand
it.
New year. Yes, we did. Man, you know what? We were just kind of looking at our own podcast. We talked to a lot of people in 2010.
We really did. As we started writing down names, we got to June and went, wow. that's as far back as we got before we had
to. We got to record now.
Yeah, we got to record.
Because what we thought would be cool is to look back at 2010. At some of the great folks we talked to. That's one of my favorite things about Bark Radio, Terry, that we get to know some extraordinary folks.
It is. It's the fun part of our job.
There's
sometimes we do some crappy stuff, no pun intended, mm-hmm. but it's, you know, the people we've met is just phenomenal.
Yeah. So we're just going to say hey to all of them in this episode, remind you of some of the folks that we've talked to, and remind you that all of our episodes are archived.
Yeah.
So if you're a new listener or you missed an episode and you hear a name or a subject that interests you, all you have to do is go to barkradio.com and search the archive.
Yeah, search for it. We're pretty good at tagging names mm-hmm. and stuff in
usually.
There. So, usually, yeah.
Okay, so who you got first on your list,
well,
Terry?
The most recent ones, which were November, December, were our friends at Best Friends Animal Society.
And, man, we just talked to a ton of folks.
We did.
There.
It was a really fun month.
Yeah.
We talked with John Dunn, who does the media stuff for them.
Mm-hmm.
He's also with Wildlife SOS.
And that was really interesting.
That's a really interesting group.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of neat how some of the folks are spinning into that,
mm-hmm.
you know,
absolutely.
From Best Friends.
Good animal folks.
Good animal folks. We talked to Mike Harmon, who
mm-hmm.
runs their Train the Trainer type program. I forget what it's called.
I forget, too, but he was very cool.
He was fun, yeah. Sherry Woodard, who was phenomenal on the Shelter to Service Dog program.
Man. Guys, if you didn't catch this one, you need to, because it's about the program they've created at Best Friends to identify dogs who can be service dogs or search and rescue dogs.
Yep.
Oh,
I know, I
good
love
stuff.
That. And we'll do more with her in 2011 because we've, you know, there was so much we wanted
right.
to cover.
Right, absolutely. Cool stuff.
John Garcia.
Oh, man.
For the folks who have seen Dogtown, he was on there a lot, as
mm-hmm.
was Sherry, but
mm-hmm.
Great trainer and
yeah.
really has, runs their a lot of their training programs there. It's a phenomenal interview.
Really, really cool stuff. And so a lot of that was as a result of you going to their annual conference.
Right, the No More Homeless Pets conference, which is, we met a ton of people besides them that we also interviewed there, so it's
well,
it was all
and
good.
And what Terry and I love is going to these kinds of things because we meet great folks, and so many of them then become people we know and people we interview, and that happened to me when I went to Blog Paws
yeah.
in Denver. And one of the folks I met there who I absolutely love is Lisa Spector, and she's the pianist on Through a Dog's Ear.
Yeah.
Fabulous lady, great product. If you've got a dog with anxiety and need Through a Dog's Ear.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
I just picked up the whole set
did you?
At
That's
Christmas
so cool.
time. Yeah.
yeah.
It was, the one they were running a great special, which I think might still be running.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you buy one CD,
yeah,
highly
through
recommend.
Through a Dog's Ear, guys.
Yep.
Great stuff.
Some of the other folks that we met, or that I met at the conference, was Laura Menk. She did the Animal Care for Artists program,
That's
where
very
if you're
neat.
In the art industry and can't afford vet care or that
mm-hmm.
type of stuff, they help support that.
That's very cool.
Michelle Sathy. That was she's the author who traveled with the pit bull.
Oh man, that was a
Remember
cool
that?
Story.
Yeah, the Pit Stops was the book.
Pit Stops is the book. Really cool book, guys.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the people that we got to see this year was Ian Dunbar.
That was so much fun. He's a hoot.
He's a Brit who now lives in the Bay Area in California. But he's like, you know, the father of positive dog training. I went to a couple of his seminars. Terry went to one and a half.
One and a half, yeah. I only caught a little bit of one.
Yeah,
work
but,
got in the way,
but Ian was kind enough to talk to us a couple of times this year. Great interviews, great guy.
Yeah, yeah. And he'll be back on again,
oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
What else we have? Oh, that board game. Remember that Forever mm-hmm. Home board game? That was Carrie Ann Burnley, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a very cool board game.
Yeah.
I haven't played it, but it looks like it's really neat.
It looks like a lot of fun. I need
yeah.
to pick that up, too.
Yeah. Anybody else from Best Friends?
Not from Best Friends, from the conference. I know there's a list we still want to do from mm-hmm. that, but not for 2010.
Okay, well, one of the local folks that we we had a blast interviewing because we did it in the middle of the James River, was Josh from Canine Adventures. Man, I tell you, this is the coolest dog walking service you will ever find on the planet. He picks up your dog if you live here in Richmond and takes that doggy out for a true adventure on hiking trails and in the many rivers and streams in this area. Yeah. And it was a blast.
Yep, it really was. I enjoyed that so much.
We're
I can't
do
wait
it again.
To do it again. Yeah,
mm-hmm, absolutely.
It's phenomenal. And you can do it two ways. You can go with your dog, which is my preference, mm-hmm. or he'll take your dog out for the adventure. So.
Right, very good. Very cool stuff.
Maureen from Grassroots Horse. Remember we did the horse episode?
We did.
It's around all the BLM crap and the horse roundup and slaughter. And
I can't
remember Maureen's last name.
I don't know what it was, but that's really, really interesting stuff.
And still a problem.
Yeah.
Still a lot of bad things happening to wild horses, and you should check that out.
Bummer, man.
Yeah,
bummer.
A little bit.
Well, and then another one of our favorite folks... is Eric Bellows from Pack Ethic up in upstate New York. He's also part of Rescue Inc.
Yep.
And just a great guy, has a wonderful rescue going on up in upstate. We're going to go up and visit him. We promise. We have to do that in 2011.
Have to, yep.
And he's just doing phenomenal work with great dogs.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you search for Pack Ethic Rescue and watch the videos of the work he does, it's phenomenal. And, they're on Facebook and the whole bit. Highly recommend not only following him, but follow Rescue Inc. They do really good work.
They
and they're out
work.
There stopping or trying to stop cruelty and BSL. And
really
all,
bad
very
people.
Active. Yeah, mm-hmm. bad people. So
yeah.
these are good folks.
Yes, they are.
Robin Starr.
Oh,
local,
local. Mm-hmm.
Runs the Richmond SPCA, and we've interviewed her a couple times.
Yep. She's always got some innovative things going on, rescuing animals, and she's the CEO, really nice lady. We were glad to have her on and hope to have her on again.
We probably will.
Mm-hmm. Another one of the folks that I met in Denver was Amy and Rod from Go Pet Friendly.
Oh, yeah.
They have the coolest website, you guys. It's How to Travel with Your Dog. And so check that out online or go to Bark Radio and check the interview out.
Right. There's also a link on Bark Radio to their site.
There is.
We made a new friend, too, Kathy Smith, who from the Greyhound Rescue. That
Very
was a
cool.
great interview. We were over at her sister's house sitting in the living room doing the interview surrounded by greyhounds.
Yeah, man. And she's heavy into it and just has a lot of really good information about the world of greyhounds.
Yeah,
that was a great interview. Suzanne Charlson, Scent of the Missing.
Author.
We interviewed this really cool lady, and her book is all about what it's like to be a search and rescue dog handler. Really interesting book.
Yeah.
Liked it a lot. Yep.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Luke, we can't forget Luke.
Luke's a regular since the show began.
Right. Luke Robinson, guys, started with Two Dogs, 2,000 Miles, and now it's 2 Million Dogs.
2 Million Dogs, yeah.
And it's he's all about raising awareness about canine cancer.
Yeah, and he's going through some hard times because one of his fur buddies has cancer and is going through some serious treatment.
Right.
He's in a rough place.
We're thinking about you, Luke, and those Great Pyrenees of yours, too. They're great dogs.
Yeah.
All right, who else? Let's see. Just a shout-out to Jamie and Caesar, two of our favorite people. Well, a favorite person and a favorite dog. Jamie Witt and Caesar the Pit Bull.
The miracle dog.
Yep. We interview them at least once a year, if not more often.
It's fascinating stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about that a couple episodes ago, too. She's trying to get some front wheels for him because he's, for the folks that don't know, he's missing a front leg. He was a bait dog. And that'll be interesting to see him cruising around with... Two wheels and two feet.
Yeah, man. He can do anything. He's Wonder Dog. One or two last ones, and we know we've missed folks, and if we have, we're sorry. But we talked to a really cool lady named Patty from Zen Paws about just some holistic stuff, the way you can use scent.
Lavender
calming your dogs.
There was other ones, but that
great
one
products.
Stuck in my mind. Yeah.
And finally, another one of our locals, Laura Posey, and Save This Pup.
Yeah.
Hey, Laura, we want to know what's going on with Save This Pup.
we'll pester you here shortly.
Yeah, man. So, Terry, onward into the year.
Yeah, 2011. Look out. It's going to be a good one.
Woohoo.
Bye.